107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And we've got certainly lots on the go with Stratford Festival, a whole bunch of Me and Forum events to talk about, and more shows happening. But first off, Ann, some sad news with the Stratford Festival and the world of theater this week.
Yes, some very sad news. We were absolutely shattered to learn about the death of Michael Blake, who's been an actor for so many years, 10 years over almost 20 years. And it's such sad news. He was absolutely one of the best out there. People will definitely remember Michael Blake. There's no question about that. He played Othello. He was in Antony's recent production of Merry Wives of Windsor as Paige. The wonderful Much Ado About Nothing. From 2023, he played Don John. He was just fantastic as the villain in that. He was Cominius in that amazing Robert Lepage Coriolanus that we did just before the pandemic. He was also in Richard III, the show that opened the Tom Patterson Theater. He was in Napoli Millionaria, in the School for Scandal. Oh, he was absolutely wonderful in Martha Henry's production of All My Sons. He just had such an incredible career. I mean, that's just a fraction of the work he did here. He's done more than 25 productions at the Stratford Festival. And of course, he was on TV. He was in Degrassi. He has worked at theaters across the country. He's done work for schools and students. He's just done so very much work. And he mentored younger actors and was a friend to so many people. It's really just very, very sad news.
It is sad news, yeah.
Wish Michael's family well, and we know that it is indeed a very sad time, both for his family and for all of his friends and colleagues at the festival.
But a great body of work, if you will, at Stratford Festival and at certainly theaters across the country. He will be missed. And let's spotlight some of the great Me and Forum events. We've got one for fans of Annie, I believe, coming up.
We do. I really want to talk about this one because it's a Chicago Tribune event that we're hosting, and it is coming up this weekend on Saturday over at the Tom Patterson Theater in Lazaritas Hall. And I want to mention it because it's actually one that I had really hoped would come together, because when the Chicago Tribune was here when we did Chicago in 2022, they brought their archivists. And the Chicago Tribune has the largest newspaper archive in the world. And they brought their archivists, and they told us the story about the women who inspired the musical Chicago. And it was absolutely fascinating. And so when they heard that we were doing Annie, they piped up and said, Annie is a Tribune cartoon, or comic strip, I mean, and so that they could do another one of their archival events for the Forum. And they are just so fantastic. So I talked to Julie, who runs the Forum, and she thought it was a terrific idea, and she went ahead and programmed it. And gosh, it's going to be so much fun. They talk about the whole history, beginning with the very first comic strip, which was published in 1924, and it just was an instant success, captured the hearts of everybody, but it was intended for adults, because, as the publisher of the newspaper said, adults are the people buying the newspapers, not kids. So then in 1977, this comic strip, and I mean, even long before the musical, I think we'd all heard of Little Orphan Annie.
Oh, sure.
It was a really popular comic. So in 1977, it was turned into this musical, and of course, now it's one of the most incredible shows that you can take your kids to. But like the original cartoon, it's really terrific for adults.
Yeah.
So perfect for children, perfect for adults, just like the comic strip. We're going to hear all about it from the wonderful archivists at the Chicago Tribune on Saturday in a terrific multimedia presentation. Chris Jones, who's the critic for the Tribune, will be there as well. He'll moderate this discussion with the archivists. So please come out and see it. I really think it's going to be wonderful. And they said, I mean, obviously these things appeal most to adults, like the cartoon was intended, but I think if you want to bring kids too, it's going to be fun all around.
Without a doubt, it's the Chicago Tribune at Stratford, Little Orphan Annie, from poem to musical, and that is happening this Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m., and yeah, you can still get tickets for this.
And you know, I was in to see Annie again the other day, and gosh, if you haven't seen this show, even if you have, come on back, yeah. But if you haven't seen this show, you really have to. Donna Fiore, of course, the director-choreographer, without compare, has done such a beautiful job with this. She brought in a dance dance music arranger to expand the show, so there are new dance breaks that, you know, no one has ever incorporated before. It's so spectacular, and gosh, Harper Ray Ash in that title role is just incredible, as is Dan Shamaroy as Oliver Warbucks. It's so much fun.
Oh, without a doubt.
I was seeing another show. I went back to see As You Like It.
Oh, very good. As You Like It, a real Shakespearean treat for this season.
It really is. I loved this production, and it's it's the first half is very ominous, sort of like Handmaid's Tale or The Last of Us, and then the second half you go into Arden and it comes alive. But there is like a stand-up routine in the middle of the show by Steve Ross, who we all love, and it adapts and changes with every show, and yeah, that in itself is worth the price of admission, but then around it is this absolutely incredible production of As You Like It.
I was going to say
that. We've got lots starting soon, too, Jamie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's more shows in rehearsals and more shows coming up.
Yeah, I'm just about to be able to get in and see some dress rehearsals, some tech rehearsals for the last three shows opening, and those are Dangerous Liaisons, which is at Festival Theater and going to be absolutely stunningly gorgeous and beautiful. And we have Ransacking Troy, which I saw in workshop and was absolutely blown away with, about the Trojan War history, but told from a women's perspective, and The Art of War. And it is another new play about the Canadian painters who were embedded into World War II to capture the visuals of the war experience. And the War Museum of Canada is doing an art installation at the Studio Theatre, so that is going to be something spectacular for everyone to enjoy as well.
Oh, without a doubt. And folks might remember the movie Dangerous Liaisons. It'll be on stage. And folks might remember, of course, the movie with Dirty Rotten Scoundrels as that incredible musical continues. And my kids are going to be in town visiting from far and wide, and we're going to go see Dirty Rotten Scoundrels tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad to hear it.
It's such a fun musical. It is not to be missed, and they're going to have an absolute blast.
It is. And, you know, we had a meet the festival with two of the stars of with Shakura and Liam from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and I get a show report after every show, and what I couldn't get over was how the room was just consumed with laughter. So, and that is like the show. It's so funny.
Oh, without a doubt. And with these musicals and many of these shows, you can see them two or three times for sure.
Oh, absolutely, and people do.
Yeah.
So, which is fantastic. Now, I am among them. I know you can definitely go back more than once.
Oh, for sure. StratfordFestival.ca is the website. Ann Swerdfeger with all of the details and so much more still to come. Thanks so much, Ann.
It's great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.